I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that my hope is not in the hands of man. But as Job records, our hope comes from the Lord. It's important then to hear hope in every circumstance, to feel hope's presence in every situation, and to trust hope's strength in the worst situation. Today we learn we have this hope right here on Are You Willing to Hear? One of my favorite literary pieces is a poem entitled Hope is the Thing with Feathers by renowned poet and author Emily Dickinson. And the poem says this. It says, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abase this little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest lands and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me." One of my reasons I find this poem so interesting is that the narrator of the poem defines hope as a feathered creature, a bird, if you will, that dwells within humanity, inside of you, inside of me, inside of each of us. Is this bird-like creature called hope? It is a creature who, like a bird, sings a tune without words. At times, the tune may not even be recognizable. Yet hope refuses to stop singing under any circumstance. It is a relentless tune that hope sings, and it sings it in the fiercest of wind. It sings it in the strongest of storm. It sings it in the chilliest of lands. It sings it in the strangest of seas. No matter what the circumstance, what the situation, what the predicament, what the circumstance is, hope keeps right on singing. It is a hope, a hope, a hope that continuously sings. And it does not stop no matter what. I believe it is this hope that has been singing to us throughout our COVID-19 experience. It's been comforting us, many of us who've been sheltered in our homes throughout this experience. It has kept us amidst the most solemn of losses during this unprecedented time in modern history. It has shielded us in times of confusion and strife, and it continues to sing right on as we press towards vaccination and immunization. Hope has not left us. Even if the tune that we hear has been unrecognizable from time to time, even if it's been masked by the outcries of those who surround it, hope is and forever shall be. This is an innate reaction, to all humanity, but the believer has an even deeper relationship with hope. In fact, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6 reminds us all that we are all called to and through this hope. The Tree of Life version declares, "There is one body and one Ruach, just as you also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one immersion, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Believers in Christ have been called to and through this hope. And hear me, it's not just some apocalyptic hope, some hope in the life to come, some hope that's outside of our own experience, a hope riddled with our acknowledgement that Christ will come again. Yes, Christ is going to come again. He's going to rule and he's going to reign. The trump will sound and the dead in Christ will rise. But our hope is in the kingdom of God being made manifest in our lifetime. It is the belief that God's will is being done right now for us, even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it doesn't match up with what we see or what we hear or what we believe. We have a hope that causes us to understand that his ways are not always our ways and his thoughts are not always our thoughts. It is a recognition that Christ is our hope and our hope lies in him. 1 Peter 1, beginning at verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Listen, our hope is not isolated to death anymore because our Savior is not dead. He is alive, and thus our call to hope is alive. It is alive with him. It is alive in the present. It is alive in our daily walk. It is alive in our daily talk. It is alive in our daily living. Hope is alive. And the challenge for many of us is to hear it singing, to hear hope singing to us, to hear that tune singing to us, even though we're going through what we're going through. Romans 12 and 12 declares, "To the believer, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." Hear me, beloved. Hope does not exist absent the struggle. Hope exists in spite of the struggle. Hope does not exist in isolation, away from pain. Hope sings on despite the pain. Hope sings on enduring the pain. Hope sings on even in the midst of the pain. And the question becomes then, do you hear the song of hope singing smack dab in the middle of your circumstance, smack dab in the middle of your predicament, smack dab in the middle of your situation? Do you hear hope singing? Are you listening for its song? Or are you tuning it out to hear your own cries of desperation, to hear your own cries of bitterness, to hear your own cries of unforgiveness? My brothers and sisters, I share with you today that we have been called to this hope. We have a hope beyond hope, a hope shaped by our relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, a hope inspired by the sovereignty of an almighty God, a hope well established in our connection with the most precious Spirit. We have been called to hope, to this hope. Not a superficial, carnal, internal hope like the rest of the world, but a real hope. A hope sent from the eternal. A hope that existed in the beginning and has continued throughout history. The songwriter says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." Self-hope, sinking sand. Hope in family and friends, sinking sand. Hope in another God, sinking sand. Hope in your belongings, sinking sand. But when my hope and my trust and my faith and my belief is built on Jesus Christ, my God, I've got something to stand on. I've got something to lean on. I've got something to depend on. And we've been called to this hope. If you have enjoyed We Have This Hope, I am certain you will enjoy our other content. Please make sure you like this post, share it with those you know will enjoy, browse and subscribe to our page, and hit the bell for notifications from us regarding our new content. Thank you for joining us, and remain willing to hear.